Welcome to First Focus, a podcast here at First Presbyterian Church of Columbia, where we highlight various events and ministries around the church. I'm one of your hosts, Josh Adair. This week, we're interviewing our new crop of pastoral interns. Their names are Troy Cash, Richard Mount, and Josh Fleming. Troy's going to be the intern for pastoral care, while Josh is going to be the intern for our college ministry, and Richard is going to be the intern for our young professionals ministry. They're going to share with us a little bit of their own story and what they're looking forward to most in this internship. If you have any questions about our show or any ministry at the church, don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all of our contact info on our website, which is firstpresscolumbia.org, or you can email us at podcast@firstpresscolumbia.org. Finally, you can check us out on our app. Let's get to the conversation. Welcome back to First Focus. I'm Josh Adair, one of your hosts and one of the pastoral interns. And with us today, we actually have an incredible group of men who are also meeting each other for the first time, our new crop of pastoral interns. Gentlemen, why don't you go ahead and say hello?
Hello, I'm Troy Cash.
Hey, I'm Josh Fleming.
Richard Mounts.
All right. Well, guys, it's so good to see you. And many of our listeners, you may remember when each of the intern classes came in, we've had them do a quick bio on our show last year. The new crop of interns did, and then I did with Danny Myers, who was my fellow intern in the first year we did the program. But this class represents our first intern class where we actually are going to be operating at full capacity in our internship of having 8 or 9 men at one time learning gospel ministry from our pastors and experiencing together. Normally they would have started by now on July 1, but because of the adjusted timeline to our internship from the current pandemic, we're going to have them starting the first week of August. And so they're here today to share a little bit about their personal stories, their journeys into ministry, and how we can be praying for them. Troy, why don't we begin with you? We'll just go in alphabetical order, and each of you guys can answer after the other. Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Sure. Yeah, so I am from East Tennessee, particularly the Joplin City area. Grew up in Greenville, a small town down the road from Joplin City. I'm married to Samantha, and we have a 2-year-old son named Avery, and in this January, we will invite the newest member of our family,
wonderful,
soon to be known whether a boy or a girl at this point.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations, Troy.
Thank you.
Fleming, you're up.
All right. Yeah. Josh Fleming, originally from the Augusta, Georgia area, not too far down the road from you guys. Right now, I live near Auburn, Alabama. I work for a ministry out here called Marin Up, the summer camp and discipleship ministry. I'm married to Stephanie. We have 3 children. Frances is our oldest. She is just turned 6. Then we have Rosalind, who's a 4-year-old. And then Porter is our little wrestler / terror, who's about almost 2 years old. And he runs around the house wreaking havoc wherever he goes. And we are excited. We're excited to move our family over and be a part of our family. So.
And Josh, you guys are not actually in town yet. Troy and Samantha, you moved this past weekend, but you guys are coming this coming weekend, correct?
That's right. This coming weekend, we'll be loading it up and driving down. So you'll probably hear us coming down the road.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Awesome. Well, Richard, how about you?
Yeah, Richard Mounts. My wife is Katie. We have 4 kids. Stephen, who's 6, Isaac's 4, Isabella's 2, and William is 3 months old.
Wonderful.
And we've been in Raleigh for the past 7 years, just moved here at the end of June, and excited to do the internship.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's so good to have you, man. It's so good to see your faces on a screen, even if it can't be in person. But I would love to also just again go around and hear a little bit more about your guys' story, you know, maybe how you came to faith, how you felt called to ministry. And Troy, why don't you start us off there?
Yeah, I came to know Christ at a very young age. So I would say that for the large portion growing up, the focus of my relationship with Christ was based on things that I had done, my works, not his, not the accomplished work of Christ. And so that was a central focus of some of the circles of faith that I grew up in. And really shape the focus of my walk in faith and my relationship with Christ. It wasn't until my time in college at Eastern State University in Johnson City, where I really got to, at a campus ministry crew, of course, Josh, you know this, I got to sit in true discipleship and begin to understand the word more experientially. And then, of course, in my latter years in school there at East Tennessee State, I started to be discipled in different reform circles of faith as well. And so it was during that time of leadership that I got to serve in that I believe God started to develop in me a sense of desire to take his word to his people.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What about you, Josh?
Well, similar. Was the Lord saving at a young age through the ministry of my parents. We were going to a real small ARP church back then in Renz, Georgia, where I'd grown up near Augusta. And we were, you know, catechized, and we did Bible studies, we prayed, we were barely involved in the life of the church. And it was through that time and that young age that the Lord convinced me of my sin and my need for a savior, and was just overwhelmed by the doctrines of grace and the love that God has for his people and for me in particular. And so that was an incredible time that I remember. Also somewhat similar, though, it was really more towards latter years of high school and even into college that I would say things really solidified and really, you know, I began to see the gospel more as the motivation of all we do in our lives as opposed to just here's some good news we tell people who aren't believers. And that was really impactful. God used men in various ministries while I was in college through Campus Outreach and ArcWeb, and then the ministry that I actually work at now, I was involved with it also in college, and those things were just formative and really helped set the trajectory for the rest of my life, which is one of the reasons I'm so excited to be working there at First Pres as part of the college ministry, because I know how impactful truth can be in those years and in that part of your life. My background is engineering. I did civil engineering at Georgia Tech and then practiced engineering for about 7 years. And then at that point, my wife and I, we felt like we had an opportunity to follow the Lord into the ministry that I work at now. And there was some transition in leadership here, and we jumped at it. And, you know, didn't necessarily think it was a stepping stone to something different, but also didn't necessarily think we'd be there for the rest of our lives. So here we are about 4.5 years later. And I felt over the past probably year and a half, 2 years, that God was leading me to take another step into further more pastoral ministry. There were things I just began to realize what I really loved about my job here now is the sort of discipleship side and the walking with young men and women through the trials of life and helping speak truth into them. And so with those feelings, I started to pursue seminary and then found out about the program here at First Pres. Incidentally, it was also a big part of this process, I've always said, was Dr. Ferguson's book, The Whole Christ. I read that a couple years ago and was just overwhelmed that it was so eye-opening for me to see maybe my own legalism at times, antinomianism at times, but it was so impactful for me, but also to see some of the stories of the men who were part of the Marrow controversy there, that, and just the passion, the love they had for their people, and how they were so concerned that the gospel be preserved in its purity and in its full form, and that be dispensed as medicine to the lives of the people in their church throughout their entire lives. So all those things kind of came together a couple of years ago and put me on the trajectory I feel like I'm on now, where I'm pursuing pastoral ministry full time, and thankful to have First Pres Columbia there to be a part of that.
Wonderful. We're really excited to have both you and Troy, and also Richard. Richard, why don't you share a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, I grew up in Columbia, South Carolina, right here down the road.
Hometown hero. There you go.
I grew up going to church, but I was not saved or converted till I was 19 years old when I was a freshman at Clemson. And God really used a man in my life at that point he really just loved Christ and shared the gospel and spoke about the Bible in a way that I needed to hear at that time. Mm. I built my life pretty much on my athletic achievement, and that was coming crashing down in college. Mm. And I realized who I really was before the Lord, and that the gospel was true and real, and it was for me. Hmm. And so after that, graduated. I ended up transferring to Charleston Southern University, graduated from there, met my wife, got married. And right after we graduated and got married, we moved up to Raleigh we've been there for 7 years, did seminary there, and ran a business for a little while, for about 4 years. And still feel called to ministry and had connections and love the people at First Pres, and this opportunity opened up.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful to, you know, have the opportunity to work with David and all the other people at First Pres and to really pour into the young professionals, because I know how pivotal a time in people's lives this is.
Yeah, that's incredible. So you're going to be working. So two things come out of that. You have already finished your Master's of Divinity so far, correct?
Yeah, I'm getting a PhD in systematic theology.
Wonderful.
Right now.
Wonderful.
So I'm about 3 years away, so hopefully the internship will help me finish that.
You're going to raise this a whole other level. So two things I've realized about this class of interns, folks, is that they are incredibly athletic. Troy was an amateur tennis pro for a season as well, right?
Teaching pro, yeah.
And teaching pro, okay. And Richard, you were Mr. Football in South Carolina in high school, correct?
Yeah, ages ago.
Ages ago, for sure. And Josh is just a big, burly, awesome dude who's super athletic as well. So, I mean, he lifts, he does all the things, right?
Yeah, let's go with that. Sounds good. Let's not oversell, though. You know,
let's not oversell. So,
let's call it a weekend warrior. You know?
So not only are we going to be more athletic because of you, man, we're also going to be smarter because Richard's getting his PhD as well. So, Lord willing, we'll all end up being better through you guys being here. And Troy, you're also, I should mention too, Troy, you're going to be doing pastoral care with Pastor Lawton.
Yes, sir. That's correct. I was just going to express how excited I am to work with Pastor David. I mean, even just like our getting settled here in the short amount of time that we've been here, he's been so just sweet and caring and very diligent to care for us and every need that we have so far. And if he's unable to at the time, he will find somebody who can. And I'm excited to work with David closely and really understand what it means to care for God's people.
Mm. Cool. Well, so Troy, you've already begun to hit on this. Each of you men have shared your heart and passion for ministry and also how God's used people in your life to get you on the trajectory of where you're at. I think it'd be a good transition to ask each of you, what are you most excited about as you consider this opportunity over the next 2 to 3 years of your being among us?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's hard to say what I'm most excited about. There are so many things that I am excited about, but just the program as a whole, the fact that First Presbyterian has this passion and resources to actually pour into young men who aspire to the role to minister to the church and to allow them to sit under godly pastors, to learn from them, and also to love a congregation that's got many different needs to learn in this setting. I'm humbled at the opportunity that I get to take part in it. So. Mm.
Good. What about you, Josh? What are you most looking forward to this?
Yeah, I think that's what Troy says. Great. I mean, I think, you know, we are, as believers, we make up one body, the body of Christ. And so to the extent that we love one another well and we exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, we are, in a sense, tangibly being Jesus to one another. And so as I think about coming there and being among this church for the next 3 years, this local body, you know, I think about Romans 1, where Paul talks about being with those people and wanting to be encouraged with them while among them, each of them by the other space. So he's going to encourage them. They're going to encourage him. And so we all want to know Christ more and to be more and more conformed to his image. And so, yeah, I'm just excited to be among this people and, you know, experience the love of God and the beauty of the gospel, the wonder of the gospel in new ways while here among you. So.
Cool. What about you, Richard? What are you looking forward to most?
I think it's a unique position in that you get to do ministry and learn ministry at the same time while being at a church that has the history and the godly leadership that First Pres has. I think all those elements make it, and the fact that there is time built into the internship for you to do school, all those factors make it an exciting opportunity. Because I think all of us want to do ministry, but we also are at a point where we need to learn how to do it well and learn how to establish a ministry that'll endure for many years. So that's what I'm most excited about, is the opportunity to, you know, pour my life into gospel ministry, but at the same time kind of be shaped by the pastors and the tradition of First Pres.
Wonderful. Well, guys, I'm so thankful for each of you. I know that you may not realize it, but you men are an answer to prayer. Like, our congregation continues to pray for this program, continues to pray for our families. And the fact that you're here, the Lord's worked in your lives, in the circumstances that He has to bring you here, is an answer to prayer for our congregation and to our congregation's heart to continue to equip the next generation of pastors and teachers for the church and for the glory of the Lord. And so I think it'd be appropriate to maybe think about ending our conversation today, that as you consider the place that you're at coming into our internship and you look ahead to the immediate future, what is one particular way that our church family can be praying for you?
I think that with all of the new changes for our family, being in a new town, a new city, a new position, I think the biggest way that the church could be praying for us right now is that we would take this time to seek God in a way that is not just for study or for advancing in knowledge, but in a way that just a time of personal growth for our family and for our ministry as well. So
wonderful. Josh, what about you?
Yeah, I think for the Fleming family, as I'm just looking at this week ahead of us, it's really just all about sort of the transition right now, the most immediate prayer request and getting everything, you know, just that everything will get packed up and everything will make it onto the truck and the truck will run all the way over there. And then that's sort of the practical nuts and bolts side of the transition. But even then, the more somewhat longer term, but just settling in and, you know, anytime you leave a community that you love that we have here and you go to another place, you know, there's some, can be some apprehension. There can be some, you know, just, I don't know, concern that we'll find, you know, it'll get our kids plugged in the right places and we ourselves will be able to just find a group of friends and group of, you know, that sort of thing. Just that all these things that just the way you sort of do life in a sense and all that's going to be upended for us, just like the other guys as well. But so yeah, just that's sort of the thing we're thinking about. It's just this big sort of season of transition, jumping into, yeah, new church, new community, new ministry opportunities and responsibilities. So just pray for all of that. It'd be great. We so much appreciate it.
Sure. And Richard, what about you and Katie?
Yeah, I think, you know, like a lot of people during this time period, I'm thinking a lot about my family and about what ministry is going to look like. So I think just prayer for us that we would establish a healthy spiritual routine and that we would find effective ways to do ministry at First Pres during this time period. So I guess that would be just for the spiritual health of my family and for me and for us, and that the Lord would, you know, make us effective at what we're attempting to do these 3 years.
Amen. Well, brothers, it's really good to actually connect with you for a few minutes and hear what you're thinking about. I think that each of you is going to be a real gift to our congregation and an answer to prayer. Like I said, you already are. But especially, too, in this season where so much has changed from the spring versus what the fall brings, we're right there with you. And we're thinking, too, of what do these things look like? You know, I was talking with some of the fellow interns earlier this season and this summer about just how we could not have imagined what ministry would look like, and yet how faithful the Lord has been to meet us and to meet our congregation through the ministry of His Word. And to do that in gifts to His people. And it's just something that's been amazing to experience and to watch as we've been going through it. And I'm so eager and excited to have each of you here with us, learning alongside of us and learning with you and learning from you as well. So on behalf of these men, I'd like to ask you, our listeners, to be praying for them. And yeah, do you guys have anything else that you want to add or say to today or anything like that?
Just that we're eager as well to get started, to meet folks of the church and the other staff members that we haven't gotten to meet. We're just excited to really get well acquainted with everybody.
Wonderful. Well, great, guys. Thank you so much for being here this week. It's been a joy to get to know you a little bit. Look forward to seeing how the Lord's going to use you and our congregation and this opportunity in your life. You've been listening to First Focus. On behalf of Troy, Josh, and Richard, as well as all of the staff here at First Presbyterian Church in Columbia, I'm Josh Adair. Thank you for joining us. If you would like to stay connected with our show and be made aware of new episodes as they are released, please download our app. All you have to do is search for First Presbyterian Church, Columbia, South Carolina, in the App Store of your choice. If you have any comments or questions about our show or an idea for an episode, don't hesitate to contact us. We hope that you'll join us again next time, and until then, God bless.